Good. So we're holding here in Kisisa, and we're up to the Chet HaEgel and all the different explanations about the Chet HaEgel. So let's start with the first one, is the Ibn Ezra's. Om Avraham Mechabe, Tzarech Nilharech al Divrei HaEgel. I have to try to explain a little about the Egel, which is very uncharacteristic. The Ibn Ezra usually is extremely brief. And here he goes out of his way to explain that land. Yeshma kadmeinu shema shenerek chur vina aram pachat. Some say that chur, it was killed, and that's why aram was scared. The yeshmi shema ki pachat al yisrael im yagu shashem yisim kulo. And some say aram was scared that if Chayesu would kill him, they would all get death. They would all be killed. But derech hapshat, he said, I want to understand. In my seigel of Avodah, if it is Avodah Zarah, lama pachad Aaron shehorig? Why was Aaron scared of being killed? V'aloi meisu achrav kama chasidim Yisrael shalegiyam alosam asayim b'chasidus leprisas kaf regel Aaron al yichud Hashem. So many kedoshim died al kiddush Hashem who didn't come to Aaron's toenails. So why was he so concerned about dying? It's kiddush Hashem and that's it. Vehine says, Chavrei Daniel, Hushlechol Kivshon Eish, Vavul Shishtachol Etzelem. Vehich Yasa Aaron Pesel, Shamai Sikashim Shtachavos. Why would Aaron do a Pesel which is worse than a Shtachavos? Well, Aaron Kadosh Hashem Hoye, Vinova Yisrael, O Mitzvahs Rabbis Nitna Yodei in Moshe Achim. Vehine Yechur Tuvimene. So it comes out that Chur was on a higher dagger than him. Vimoasa Avodah Zarah, and if he had been done Avodah Zarah, Chayev Moshe Lehorga Kodim of the Egel. So he should have been killed first. Moshe was mispal for him, but he killed those who worship. And how could he become the person to stand for Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur and be mechapa when he was the one that did Avodah Zarah? Okay. Now he says maybe you'll try to bring a riot from the fact that it says that the korban that he brings is a kapara for the ego. Ve'altos and lipchol dvar kachlof ha'ego ve'boka lachatos. Kenot dvar ego. It's not true. It's not for the ego. Kina kamoy b'yom kippur v'chol koin mashuach. Mitzvah losis parven boka lachatos. Every single coin afterwards, it brings the same chatos. L'nuchol im avur chatos ha'av. You can't say that it's all because of their father. You see, Klal Yisrael has to bring a chatos, and they never made an image of a sire. So you see, the chatos is generic for all types of heirs. In other words, everyone agrees that Kadosh Baruch Hu would never pick a shliach that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows will worship Avodah Zarah in the safe pasuk. V'hinei ra'inu she'ama Moshe v'nei Moshe tumech v'rechad ish chasidecha. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, his bracha to Aaron was to mech v'rechish chasidecha. V'ina lehiske lo dvar ha'egel. Didn't say anything about the eagle. Rak v'nim tzubel mashem tzubel moyshe v'im dvar me'meriva k'shavarash me'mekomo. The only thing that we can pin on Aaron is me'meriva. Okay, so he doesn't think that Aaron was over Avodah Zarah. V'yesha imrim ki Yisrael di rimu Aaron. Some say that Klal Yisrael fooled Aaron. She'osu tfus eagel. They made an image, a form for an eagle. V'hishach Aaron azov be'esh v'lehigish. And Aaron tossed the gold into the fire, and he didn't feel at all that there were, he didn't realize that he's putting it into a form which will make an eagle. Rayasom v'shicheo be'esh v'etz eagle azeh. V'zein enochem. Ki Aaron eich bochra Hashem im hoye tipesh v'mupzoim. If Aaron is such an idiot, why would Hashem pick an idiot to be mine and call you? So it doesn't make any sense. Void lama bonum is bech lafana bet siva, she's lukus vachem vailis. Vachemim oimrim ainza anjas eagle chimoisha, that it wasn't iron Moshe's brother, it was a different iron. Gamze hevel. They gathered around him because he was replacing Moshe. Because of being an iron v'chur. The Moya Achav was like an Aaron Goldstein of sorts. So why don't we have this Aaron be killed? It's not what you had in mind, he said, in your heart, that makes a difference. It's only when somebody says something that he gets killed, but what he had in mind wouldn't make a difference. You know, the people try to say the same type of pshat in the pasuk that you know he said those words, but he meant something else. In other words, people are accountable for what they said, and not what it is that you can't say. Well, I said this, but I meant this. If somebody will ask a Bezin somebody, are you the one who lent me this and this? And he says ani. He can't say, well, what I meant to say is you're a friend, but I didn't mean to say anything else. So let me tell you what Reb Sadia Gaon holds. Oma ki Aaron asa ba'arma kasha se yehu al kein bona mizbeach. Aaron was trying to get around it. And by building mizbeach, he figured he would get them to bring korbanis. He was trying to sort of detour around it. V'yikshal nafshin asked on himself, v'kei lo mizanav Hashem bo, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu be upset at him? V'hinei heishiv, and he answered, b'avush le'horgom miyad, because he didn't kill them the way Moshe did. He should have immediately killed them. Why didn't tell him? I had in mind to make a Mizbeach Hashem tomorrow. That's exactly what I was planning to do. But why didn't he defend himself like that? All he said it was like kind of very nervous. He said, you know what? I took it, I threw it in, and guess what came out? Okay, so he doesn't like all of these shittas that were brought down, and now he's going to say his pshat. Gam Yisrael biksha v'dizar. So never ask for this. Rak choshvu shemeis Moshe sheisim yamzik afrasti. They did feel leaderless. They felt that they lost the person who took him over yamzik. Ki ra'u shehaman ena yored v'ar Sinai. They said, listen, in Har Sinai there's no man, but Moshe is akav shem aborim yoyim. And Moshe has been there 40 days. So they said, hey, there's no food over here. The man's gone for 40 days. A person cannot live 40 days without food. He didn't tell him when he's coming back. And all the other, he didn't know. Elokim is Shechina within the context of some sort of entity. In other words, they weren't looking for a god, they were looking for a guide. They were looking for someone who carries within himself the divine spirit that would take them out. And that's what they felt it was Moshe was all about. And this is what they wanted. V'imtasim libcha l'masa rishin az tovin zeh. What does he mean over here? It's a quote of Rabbeinu Bechaya. Masa Rishon. So Rabbeinu Bechaya explains al pi Hashem biyad Moshe that by the first Masa it says they went out al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. So you have a combination of a journey that comes from God, but it's done through Moshe. V'hinei lichvayd Hashem nase, and he did it indeed. In other words, there never was anything here that would be other than l'shem Shemayim. I guess we can pause a minute and give a mashal. Imagine that a person, let's say a country that has like a king, and you appoint a prime minister. So the coronation of the prime minister is a royal event as well. It's not the covet of the prime minister, that's the covet of the melech. The melech wants the country to be actively run by prime minister, and that's how he does it. So Chag L'Hashem Mocha means, just like it says, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe, so over here also, they wanted there should be Al Yad someone, and therefore it's not a stira, not only is it not a stira, but it's Kvod Shemayim, so to speak. He said, okay, great. We're going to be making another guide. This guide is going to be sort of the embodiment of the Shekhinah, and all of this is Kavod Shemayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zu tshuvas Aaron k'nukra lo k'moshe aticha. Ki kol kehila v'achreha al hilegnai. V'machreha el hileshvach. K'moshe v'yikalu el ha-melach shlomo. So here, where it says Ve'yikalu al Aram, there was a problem with it. V'zeh atayedata ki ha'om ki berohu. You know that they intended bad. Ken nilos yisraelhem. I wasn't. So when Aaron defended himself, Aaron said, "I meant well. They had bad kavanot. Ki loy bikshu akshel lefneim, but by Hashem asisi." They only wanted a guide, and I did that in the Kvod Hashem. So what happened? Rak, Bavur Sheisol Mu Rav Meir Vav, because Kal Yisrael was mixed with the Erev Rav, Vizel Ki Berahu Lema Rahu. He didn't say that they're bad Kal Yisrael. He said they have bad within them, which is the Erev Rav. Vele Omara Vechashvu Ma'atem Yisrael Shaisav Edizara. So there were already people in Kaiser Thoros of the Tsar. So he says over here that the main elements of Kaiserol understood what he was out, and they were looking for a guy to substitute Moshe. They asked Aaron to do it. Aaron put it in the context of a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would have been okay. There were people in Klal Yisrael, Erev Rav, who they were the ones who decided to turn this into Avodah Zarah. There's a very interesting Medrash. It doesn't bring it here, but the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe by Har Sinai, what do you see? He says he sees everyone gathered together for Kabbalah Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you see one thing, I see something else also. He said, I see them gazing at my Ma'aseh Merkava, v'tatrimilyon shali, and v'noisei nehem in one of the tzuras in the shar. In other words, when they looked at the picture of the Merkava, they fixated on one of those images, the shar, and that's what they became fixated on. In other words, all of Avodah Zarah is any time you take the big picture and you take a point out of context and you make it into an entity in its own right, that becomes Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is always taking one of the elements of Hashgacha and making it into some sort of element of its own. You'll ask me, it says kishiches amcha, kiloi kosov kol amcha. So now the Ebenezer is going to show, I guess the bigger problem is not only the words, but if everybody was nice and fine and good, and there were a few of the Avodah Zarah, so why did Kodesh Baruch Hu slam down everybody? I mean, listen, he said kishiches amcha. So he says, first of all, it doesn't say kol amcha, and then he says, let me show you an example. Haleitira. The only one who did bad in the chayim was Ocha. It says, Klal Yisrael sinned, they were over, they stole, and so on. There were 3,000. They are 0.5%. Of the machne, v'aklal kiloy nase kehoygin ader shenechshav lepsoim shayavodah zarah. What was done wrong was that something was created that would allow people to think that's avodah zarah. V'al titam bebavosh esanav v'ashem ba'aron. So why was the Gospel so upset with Aaron? I mean, Aaron's kavanah was so good, everything was okay. It was just these people. Ki ze bavosh ahoyu asiba. He says, we have a standard which to gauge it with. We see by Mei Meriva that Kadosh Baruch Hu says very, very strong words about them. And you have the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying Leimante Merisim Alten. One more point. Chachma zol samru kemach beres hakdolos shal yonim hoye b'mazal shor. They said it had something to do with the mazalos, and the mazal shor is the mazal that has it. V'zeh kozor, it was b'mazal dli, v'adar chachas hazol samaz Yisrael, v'rabim nisu zeh asoy derach hador. Many people have tried to explain this parasha, gamani reisi kocha, v'ine samu v'chitze ha-shamayim. Okay.
I keep explaining a little bit more about how then how is Aaron distancing Aaron from the act of actually fashioning this thing?
No, so he's saying that there was inherently not a problem in what they did. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody decides to make a decoration for a shul, a sculpture of the burning fire of Sinai, to evoke in people a sense of Maimar of Sinai. And then you have some very primitive people that begin worshipping that sculpture. So certainly the person did not create Avodah Zarah, the person did not create something to bow to, but you bear responsibility that you didn't realize what would come out of you what you did. So the Aaron bears responsibility without actually being a cinema of a desire. That's the point. And that's in general, it's part of the concept of Arvus, that people bear responsibilities even if they were not actively engaged in doing something wrong. Okay, we have another piece here, the first Aben Abachaya. He brings them in Ezra, our Aben Ezra. The Masu Rishon that he refers to is by Yisa Malach Alakim. When he talks about that he wants to create some image, the Rabban argues with him and says it's not true, and so on. The Emes. So the Rabbi Chai gives his understanding. Ki Ein Ma'isa Egel Ma'isa Tzlam L'Kav Ruchin Skoycho Vay Mazam Shicho Hashem. The Ma'isa Egel wasn't another image in the gallery of stars and all sorts of kohos. He wanted to go much, much deeper than that. Vahusha kibn aranlasis vaegel goof mekabal koich echad matatamal kodesh baruch hu. Vahusha merkava shum asmal vizadi. He actually wanted to take not one of the stars, but one of the mice in merkava, yeshua madera. Ki hamachiv yerderech hachurban, v'yisrael v'midmak machurban, shum echel koch of madim, v'chol kochosot nishpoim v'yagam yisrael. So he says the following over here. Why a shor? So in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chariot, the one on the left, the way it's written in Yecheskel, is a shor, which reflects Midas Hadin. Now, why Midas Hadin? Because they were in a desert, which is something that really is devoid of anything. That represents Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin allows for nothing to flourish except for the bare essentials, or something that can make it through the harshest circumstances, and that's why he took shor. He says he himself did not actually have any kavanis that the korban would be for this koach, but rather it'd be for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because anytime if you bring a korban for any koach, that's avodah zarah. That's called kitzus benetiyos. You're trying to break off one of the branches of Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga and turn that into an ikar. But so he did give Klal Yisrael a certain nekuda to focus on, which was midas hadin, but he was the mizbeach he built would be called Hashem. Had he meant it right, it wouldn't be a bazaar. Midas Hadin was the one that helped them. A person is allowed to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading us with Midas Chesed, Midas Hadin, Midas Rachman. That's very valid when you talk about the event. When you worship it, that's a problem. They turned it into an object of worship, and that's why an idol came out. You know, it's exactly opposite what I meant. I want the path should be made as a din, but the direction should be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he used Zohar, because Zohar is Midas Hadin, and that's, it's like reddish, it's ruddy, sort of, and that's why he used that. And it's like fire. The Dosh Razal Zohar, Prozim, Shleim, Lamparim, the Hoya, Beza, Kabonis, Kulay Zohar, Yamas Beach, Akteris, Vakruvim. The Dosh will be Kruvim, Shem, Sosh, Lokesa, Vahim, Kalei, Chesav, Vahay, Zohar. So Zov was really, really what it had to be. And Aaron HaKoyen was interested in giving them direction through this, but it meant to be Chav Lashem. I guess I can, one that could have just sort of finish with. This has plagued us over the generations. When I try to present somebody a full picture, it's very hard for presenting a full picture. Even if Avodas Hashem, everyone has a specific venue that he goes in through Avodas Hashem. So one person, it's Torah. One person, it's Tefillah. One person, it's Chesed. One person, it's Dikduk HaMitzvahs, and so on. So each and every person has the point that he uses. A person is very dabik in a Rebbe, in a Rebbe. So those are all meant to be my pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minute I fixate on whatever it is, so A person gets into learning to the exclusion of other things. Other things he starts to be mezalzlin. A person hangs on to a Rebbe and where it starts becoming questionable what when. A person is active in chesed and loses sight of any degree of mitzvahs. Once you start getting fixated on a point, then it starts becoming dangerous. It's appropriate that your entry is through a specific portal, but because that's, everyone has a different portal, but it can never be that that becomes the entire picture. Okay, we'll hold it in.